my God! Will you must have.
What is that? Oh no! Fran's giving her mother's canasta group a tour of the house.
Cover your teeth!
And this is the very piano once played by Mr. Marvin the way we were homeless. Push, Frida. Oy, ever since they took you off the estrogen, you're so aggressive. Not to mention that 5 o'clock shadow.
Sorry, my girl doesn't do windows. I thought I'd show her. It's not such a sin.
Meet me in the kitchen and I'll clean behind the refrigerator.
And this is the famous Sheffield guest bathroom. I don't want to drop names, but Liz Taylor did not leave white diamonds in there.
Celebrities coming, going. I don't know how my Fran stays so down to earth.
Oh, Ma, please. People are people. We're all the same under the eyes of Ben Vereen! Oh, my God! Do roots! Do roots!
And who are these lovely ladies?
Oh, I'm sorry, Ben. This is my nanny.
Hi.
Her mother. And the 1948 Israeli luge team.
Do Pippin.
Miss Fine, please.
So I guess a highlight of 10-speed and brown shoe would be out of the question.
So you're the one who saw that.
Uh-huh. Nanny Fine. Mr. Vereen is a very busy man.
Oh. Coming through.
Now, can I give you a lift back to the hotel?
He can ride in the basket with Toto. Ben, this show has been a passion of mine for 20 years. And now with you, we have a surefire hit on our hands.
I hope I still have the moves. I guess I do.
People. He touched that. It's mine.
Yes, I can't believe this play is finally happening. Now, if you can just get the financing in place.
Fran, come here.
What, Ma?
We want to invest our canasta winnings in Mr. Sheffield's play.
Your pishki?
Yeah.
Oh, Ma, don't be too fast and loose with your pishki.
What? It hasn't been touched in years.
All right. Mr. Sheffield, they want to give you their pishki.
Oh, well, she seems like a lovely woman, but...
This is Frida. The pishki are their winnings from playing cards.
Oh, goody, we're made.
What my partner means to say is, though we appreciate your enthusiasm for the theater, ladies, we cannot possibly accept your...
$25,000?
You're in!
She was working in a bridal shop in Flushing, Queens, till her boyfriend kicked her out in one of those crushing scenes. What was she to do? Where was she to go? She was out on her fanny. So over the bridge from Flushing to the Sheffield's door, she was there to sell makeup, but the father saw more. She had style, she had flair,
she was there.
That's how she became the nanny. Who would have guessed that the girl we described was just exactly what the doctor prescribed? Now the father finds her beguiling.
Watch out, Cece.
And the kids are actually smiling.
Such wannabe.
She's the lady in red when everybody else is wearing tan. The flashy girl from Flushing. The nanny named Fran.
Niles, that's the spread you're putting out for Mr. Sheffield's big investor? My mother's got money in this show. I want him walking out with his pants spread and an Alka-Seltzer foaming out of his mouth.
Miss Fine, this is beluga caviar, $100 an ounce.
Niles, shopping tip. Lumpfish, price club, $1.99. It could fill up your whole bathtub.
All right, Niles. Charles Haste will be here any minute. Well, is this all you're serving?
Told you so.
Niles, I want everything to be perfect. I've been wanting to do this play since the beginning of my career. And now, finally, Cece has found an investor that shares my vision.
Oh, well, what's he do?
He's a garbage man. But a very wealthy and acclaimed one.
Oh, Mr. Sheffield, look at you. You seemed like a virgin on your wedding night. Not that I would know. because I've never been married.
Where the devil's Cece?
Well, it is raining outside, sir. Perhaps she melted. Shall I see if there's a pointy hat and Chanel suit lying in the street?
Well, let's just hope my trash man comes through. Or we'll lose the theater, lose Ben Vereen, and it could be 20 years before the pieces come together again.
Well, then, what would happen to my mother's pishki?
Oh, well, surely, Miss Fine, your mother realizes that investing in the theater is a risky business.
You're talking about a woman whose idea of risk is wearing white pants to Tony Roma's. Besides, she's already decided how to spend the profits. She's going to get her whole face redone.
Oh, Miss Fine's a little premature.
Really? I thought she was long overdue.
No, Miss Fine, it's premature to spend it. I mean, you never know which way a play is going to go.
Well, I don't like the sound of this at all. You said it was a surefire hit.
That's my job, to get investors. Believe me, I've tried all the other arguments. Want to throw your money down a rat hole. Theater is dying, all of those. But oddly enough, the surefire hit routine is somehow more enticing.
Well, how much of your own dough did you stuff down this turkey?
Well, I never invest in my own plays. Well, it'd be rather like a doctor operating on himself.
Oh, although I got a cousin who's a urologist.
Yes.
Poor Pee-wee's off the air and my cousin's still practicing.
Maxwell, is he here yet? Because I am hot today. Some twit of a tourist tried to cheat me out of a cab. I stunned him with my umbrella and kneed him right in the Big Apple.
I don't know why some nice guy hasn't snatched her up.
Oh, my God, my hair!
Look, Cece, I'm counting on you. Haste fancies himself a bit of a ladies' man, so please do what you have to make yourself presentable.
Shall I open the roof and strap her to a lightning rod?
But, you know, if you don't make this happen, I know 12 Canasta ladies that are going to come after you like the last piece of pastrami on a tray full of head cheese.
Miss Fine, please.
I'm going.
All right, let's just hope Mr. Haste is in a generous mood.
Hate show business already. I had a harder time getting here than I did coming down the birth canal. Charles Haste? How you doing?
Maxwell Sheffield, hello. What on earth happened to you?
Well, I was just getting into a taxi when some big blonde woman kneed me in the groin and then she clobbered me with some hideous green umbrella. So, where's your partner, Cece? You know, she's the best fax I ever had.
Well, Charlie, what do you say we just keep this between us boys, eh?
I gave that up in camp, Sheffy. Let me tell you why I'm getting into showbiz. I have made zillions in waste management, but you just don't see a lot of leg. And if you do, you're calling homicide.
What exactly are you saying?
Well, I'm saying no chick, no check, no deal.
Oh.
Maxwell, is he here yet?
Who's that?
That? Oh, you might as well know that was my partner, Miss Babcock. All right, come on out, Cece.
Oh, no. Do I have a run in my hands?
That's not a run. That's just a little snag.
Oh.
You got some clear polish? I'll fix it for you.
Miss...
Babcock, how do you do?
What? You know, you sounded a little different on the phone.
I switched to MCI.
Oh. Why?
Because I have a lot of friends and family.
What's that?
The dog. We put her away because we didn't want her to jump your leg.
We really need to have her fixed.
Shall we?
Maxwell, Nanny Fine can't possibly pass for me. She isn't in my class. She doesn't have my breeding.
Well, then perhaps she won't lick herself in front of company.
Maxwell, are you going to let him talk to me like that?
Yes. You attacked our investor. That's bad, Cece. Very bad.
Maxwell?
Sit!
Is he going to hit her with a rolled-up newspaper?
All right, we have exactly 3 minutes to teach you everything Miss Babcock knows about the theater.
We can do that and make a 2-minute egg.
First, we open in Philadelphia.
Oh, Philly, great. My Aunt Selma lives in Philly. She's the one with the miracle ear.
Oh, a bit deaf, eh?
No, she has a miracle ear. When you look way inside, you can see the Virgin Mary. She can't even get her ears pierced because they keep healing.
This is absurd.
Miss Fine, please.
Miss Babcock.
Miss Babcock.
What? You better call me Cece. After all, we have been partners for over 10 years.
Oh, she's right. There needs to be a certain level of intimacy.
I've always said that.
Sheffield?
Get out! Get out!
Maxwell? Maxwell, it's raining!
So where'd you guys disappear to?
We had to put the dog out.
All right, Sheffield. Now, I got a couple of questions about the play. Now, the first... Does she ever wear pants? Because then I'm out. Now, second, where's the play open?
Oh, I know that. I know that.
Miss Babcock, would you like some cream cheese?
We open in Kraft.
We open in Philly, Miss Fine. The Babcock. The Fine, Miss Babcock.
Oh, that she is. Well, now, moving on. Act one, it's trash.
I beg your pardon. It's a touching, well-crafted...
Oh, it's got flies on it, Sheffy. I mean, we need a rock'em sock'em opening number.
Yeah, people go to the theater after dinner. They got gas. They need cover.
Besides, we need a big number so people can open their candy wrappers.
Which they'll then throw on the floor.
More garbage! Oh, that intermission is going to sound like Massachusetts in the fall.
Now, about that check.
I'm going to give you that check tomorrow evening over dinner. I've made reservations at the Rainbow Room.
I love that place.
Oh, what a success story. They must do 20, 30 dumpsters a night.
No.
Cece. Cece.
I'll pick you up at 8. Where do you live?
Live? You think I lived here? I'm such a freeloader.
Perhaps you have a business card in your purse.
Good.
No, your purse. That's my purse. It's the rage in Europe.
Okay, let's see. We've got retin-A and collagen. Oh, here, what's this? Oh, the bill from my shrink. Whoa, am I unhappy.
407 East 86th Street. I'll send the limo. And Niles, didn't you forget something?
Oh, yes, quite right, sir.
Never get this game. What do you do if you have four queens?
Gather around the piano and sing songs from Gypsy.
Hi, guys.
Oh, wow, Fran, you look so hot in that dress.
Uh-oh, I'm supposed to look like Miss Babcock. I tried to dress conservatively. Niles, can you picture Miss Babcock in this dress?
Not if I ever want to function as a man again.
Sorry, Maggie, but three kings beat four queens.
They do?
Mm-hmm. Brighton, that is a big fat lie. Didn't I teach you anything?
Gee, I don't know, Cece, did you?
Well, that's an entirely different thing. I am not lying. I'm just pretending, like in one of your father's plays.
Oh, so you're pretending to be an actor.
No, you're thinking of Steven Seagal. Besides, why aren't you playing hide-and-seek with your sister Gracie? She's been up in that hamper for 3.5 hours.
Oh, she'll show. How many days can she go without food?
Well, about as long as you can go without that Playboy magazine that's rolled up inside your Lincoln Logs.
Ready or not, here I come!
Okay, Niles, I'm off to be Miss Babcock. Help me get into character. Hit me with your best shot.
Oh, no, Miss Fine, I couldn't possibly...
Oh, come on. Hello, hello. I'm Cece Babcock. Off to go to work.
In your usual corner. Oh. I'm sorry, Miss Fine. Don't make me do this.
I'm Miss Babcock, and I'm off to get money from a man.
Don't forget your change belt. Oh. I hate myself. Do it again.
Now I have to go.
Oh, come on. One more. I'm hot.
Oh, all right. And I'll make this one easy. Mm-hmm. Niles, get me a drink. I'm dog tired.
Dog tired?
Come on.
A drink for a dog.
I don't hear anything.
Oh.
Oh, Niles, get a life.
I've got it. I've got it. I'll leave the lid up on the toilet bowl. Officer.
Hi.
You finally got here.
Oh, this is nice. Very warm. Which way to radiology?
Let me guess. The Heidi Fleiss collection?
You told me to wear something designer.
All right, I have prepared a short dossier on myself. Where I grew up, went to prep school, when I came out.
You came out? So what are you always sniffing around Miss Sheffield for?
My coming out party, Miss Fine.
I know, I heard you. You know, now you and your special friend can dance together at Disneyland. Oh, aren't these lovely? Ooh, who are these people in the picture?
That's my brother and that's my sister.
Oh, wow, isn't he gorgeous?
Yes, he is, isn't he?
Come on, who is he?
Oh, just someone. It's not important.
Oh, tell me, tell me.
He came with the frame, okay?
Oh, honey, there's nothing to be ashamed of. A lot of grown women do that. All right, now, what do I do if Haste wants something to drink?
Oh, I've got gin, vodka, bourbon.
You don't have anything a little softer?
Rum?
Well, it's a good thing that I carry a can of Clamato with me. Plus, if ever you hit a skunk.
Many fine.
Meanwhile, Miss Martha Stewart, with $500,000 coming, would it have hurt to squeeze a little cheese on a Ritz?
Please concentrate. Who is it?
What do you think it is? Ed McMahon? Get in the closet.
Charlie, hi.
Hey, come on in. Take a load off. That check must be heavy.
So this is your apartment?
Uh-huh.
Doesn't look like you at all.
Go hire a straight decorator.
For you, Cece.
Oh, how lovely. Thank you so much. Did you bring the $500,000?
Cece, I've been thinking. I don't want to invest that much.
You don't?
No, I want to double it.
Oh, poltergeist. I got the apartment really cheap, but I can't watch TV.
Gonna put those flowers in a vase?
Oh, yeah, sure, of course. If only I could figure out where I put my vases.
Perhaps in the kitchen.
Right, the kitchen, of course.
That's a linen closet.
The maid was here today. She never puts anything back where it belongs. The maid. Where would I put the kitchen? Oh, bingo!
Aren't you gonna get that?
Nah, it's just my idiot neighbor. You live in 6B!
Maxwell, what are you doing here?
Cece, I've come to my senses. This is not how I do business.
Are you crazy? He is throwing money at her and she didn't even have to put out. Hors d'oeuvres. The cat. Anything, really.
I don't care how important this play is to me. Nothing is worth this.
He's up to a million.
They're coming. Get in the closet.
I wouldn't eat that shrimp if I were you. God knows how long it's been in there.
Oh, Cece, I'm an expert on garbage. This baby's got 2-3 hours before it turns. Want a bite?
No, as appealing as hepatitis sounds. Yellow is just not my color.
Well, let's talk about us. You see, I think you and I see eye to eye.
Those aren't my eyes.
Well, don't you know that little bald middle-aged men have very high levels of testosterone?
An ironic twist of fate.
You see, I say, let's dump Sheffield and make this a duet. You said on the phone that you're the brains and he's just a pretty face in a blazer.
I said that? How dare me?
I said you were pretty great and a trailblazer. Damn cellular phones.
Let me tell you something. Maxwell Sheffield is a man of vision. Sure, he passed on Cats, not one of his finest hours. But when everybody was going crazy, wondering where to put the fiddler, he's the one that said, stick him on the roof.
What does Sheffield really have that I don't have?
Well, for starters, he doesn't have a shrimp vein hanging out of his tooth.
Mr. Sheffield is a man of integrity. When he believes in a play, he will stick by it, even if it takes him 20 years to mount. Whilst I, C.C. Babcock, will mount just about anything.
There must be a gun in here somewhere. I said she was a burglar.
If you're gonna stick with that no-talent, limey loser, then... Hey, hi, Sheffield.
Oh, she goes in, he comes out. This is like a David Copperfield special. Mr. Sheffield, what are you doing here?
Just throwing out the trash.
Charlie! Do you want to hear a really funny story?
Hello there.
Mr. Sheffield, you were worried about me, so you were peeking through the keyhole. Oh, how sweet. You don't do that at home, do you? Oh, Niles, my mother's going to be here any minute. How am I going to tell her that she doesn't have a pot to pishki in?
Just tell her the truth.
Oh, right, the truth, of course. I'm a grown woman. I don't have to be afraid of my own mother. Besides, she's slowed down ever since her thighs met. She wears corduroy slacks. She could roast a marshmallow. Hi, Ma. How you doing? Ma, I got something to tell you, but I'm scared you're gonna yell.
Darling, you're scared of your mother. I could just smack you.
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Meanwhile, when's the last time you called your poor mother? An ocean away in a drafty country eating French fries from a newspaper?
Mommy, just promise me you're not gonna yell.
Why would I yell?
Good evening, ladies.
Oh, Mr. Sheffield, I was just gonna tell my mother about her investments.
Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, I have some good news on that front. I found a new investor, and you are looking at him.
Oh, well, I thought that you never invested in your own plays, which, frankly, I always found to be very fishy.
Well, I hear this one's being produced by a man of vision and integrity. Oh, Sylvia, you'd have been very proud of your daughter.
Oh, we don't need to tell her this.
She turned down one of the wealthiest men in the country, and she did it out of loyalty to me.
So that's what you were afraid to tell me, that you turned down a millionaire. Franny, you don't know your mother very well. Excuse me, is this oven gas?